there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey there, friends. Shawn here. And in the next few episodes of Unstuck Entrepreneur, we're going to mix things up and do something different. I have a 5-day client attraction challenge that I want you to be a part of. I really want you to go through 5 days of transformation in your business that will make it easier and more fun and more accessible for you to attract the right clients to your work. This is a challenge I hosted live, gosh, probably over a year ago now. It was so fun. It was a massive success, and I now want to share it on the podcast as well. Now, to be a part of this challenge, there's some work involved. You can't just listen to the episodes. I mean, you can, and you will get some really great information and some things to consider in your business, but there is also real work to do, and that is going to come via email. So head over to shawnminer.com/attraction sometime today. You can still listen to this episode. That's fine. But make sure you get registered for the full challenge, which includes the work you will receive in the emails. So shawnminer.com/attraction. Head over there, get signed up, and that will ensure you get the emails as well that correspond with these 5 episodes. There are 5 days, 5 action steps to take, and they will come out every other day. So be sure you listen to all 5 of these episodes in order. So if you're in the middle of the 5 and you haven't listened to the challenge from the beginning, go back and find that first day and start from the beginning. So again, client attraction challenge for the next 5 episodes. They're going to be coming out every other day if you're listening to them as they air, or just make sure you listen to all 5. You will also have emails that correspond to this challenge that come along with some action steps and some real things to do in your business. So be sure to get those as well. shawnminer.com/attraction to get those. Also, just a side note, there is some mention of a private Facebook group. That's from when I did this live over a year ago. That Facebook group doesn't exist anymore, so don't worry about that part, but everything else will be so helpful for you in your business and really attracting the right people to your work. All right, let's find out today's challenge. Are you ready to get this client attraction party started? We are going to have a blast together the next 5 days. Remember, join me in the Facebook group live. I'll be doing Q&A and coaching, answering your questions, doing all the stuff over there for the week. So be sure to join me there. But I want to also provide these podcast episodes. They're private. No one else is going to see them but you because you joined this challenge. I wanted to provide this just for some extra juice to what we're learning and doing together this week. Because if you know me, then you know I love to talk on a mic. I've been talking on a mic every week, at least once a week, for over 6 years as a podcast host. And now I just want to take it one step further and apply this to this challenge. So here we are. And because you're here today, that also shows me that you are committed. You are committed to your business. You're committed to your growth. You're committed to making an impact and helping other people. And you are ready to stop spinning your wheels doing the same things with no results, wondering what makes you any different than the other people who seem to have success overnight. What sets these people apart? And what can you do in your business to have that same level of success, to be able to fill up your coaching practice, to fill up your one-on-one clients, to have your online courses and workshops sell out like that? What do you need to do? And I'm going to tell you in these next 5 days, and I need you to commit to an open mind, to relearning, to letting go of things maybe you've already learned or thought in the past that clearly haven't worked for you. Because maybe it's not about the Instagram algorithm or having the right sales strategy or getting another certification so you have even more letters after your name, or using just the right verbiage on your About Me page so people really understand who you are and that you can help them. Maybe there's something deeper going on here. And that is what we are going to figure out this week and create for you and your business. Because today, the most important piece of day one is that you understand something that most entrepreneurs don't, especially those ones that are struggling and will continue to struggle. And that one thing, which I have determined is the 90% of client attraction, is that you are the magnet for your business. Not how pretty your social media is or your website. It's not that. It's you. And that is the reason why there are people crushing it who don't even have a website, barely post on Instagram, have typos all over their work, and yet they still have a thriving business with people waiting to work with them because they have mastered this one thing. So today, I want you to really focus on that. I want you to really get honest with yourself. This is where we have to do some digging and we have to get really clear and maybe a little bit uncomfortable. How have you been showing up in your business knowing that that is how it will go for you, knowing that that is exactly what you are attracting? So are you being confident? Are you being vulnerable? Are you putting yourself out there? Are you showing your commitment to your passion and purpose? Are you clearly and confidently stating what you do, why you do it, who you help, how you help them? And truly showing up consistently as the powerful professional being that you are, who is going after their purpose and passionately serving others? Or are you shying away a little bit? Are you afraid to be vulnerable? Are you letting fear take over how you show up? Are you spending time, probably way too much time, on the wrong things in your business, the things that are behind the scenes, the things that make it seem like you're working, like you're doing something, like you're on the move, but yet don't actually matter, don't move the needle, are really just opportunities for you to procrastinate and continue to play small in your business, continue to not put yourself out there in the way that your clients need you to. So this is where we have to get real with ourselves, because when we do so, we can so clearly see that it is showing up in that same way in how many clients you get, how full your programs are, how much money you make, how many people you're able to help, how many followers you get. It is a direct correlation. Because you are attracting that into your business because you are the magnet for your business. And it can go either way. And this is where we get clarity. And then you don't need me to tell you this. You can see it with your own eyes. And from there, It's just a matter of changing that, a matter of you becoming your client attraction point, you taking ownership of that every single day. So today, I really just want you to do that work. I want you to get uncomfortable. I want you to see how your role in this is really playing out and seeing so clearly how you are the one with the power. And now you can decide to change this right this very minute. You can decide right now to step into that version of you, to figure out what would be attractive to your dream clients and becoming that, stepping into that for them so they feel comfortable with you and your work and they can't take eyes off of you because you are attractive to them. And I don't mean like physically attractive, I mean energetically attractive. So think about it. And it may even take you going on to Instagram and doing some scrolling and really paying attention to those accounts, those people, those business owners that you really resonate with, that every time they post, you're like, ooh, I gotta see what they're gonna say today. I'm so glad to see them showing up in my feed. I love their work. It makes me feel XYZ. Do your own research and figure out what that looks like for you, knowing that there's a very, very good probability that that's also what will attract clients to your work. So how do they show up? I want you to think of at least 5 people you admire and at least 5 qualities that you really appreciate in others' work of these people you admire, and what keeps you hanging on, keeps you excited for them to put out content, and perhaps has even gotten you to a point where you want to work with them or you have worked with them. So you've actually exchanged money to have more of that energy in your life. So think about it and really do that, and then really get honest with yourself about where you currently stand, how you're currently showing up as that. And what would it take to change that for you? How would you have to do things differently? What words would you have to use? What emotions would you invoke in people? How vulnerable would you have to be? How much of your story would you have to share? How would you present yourself, even as far as your posture and what you wear? What kind of content would you need to put out, and how often, and what would be in that content? How often would you talk about your services and offer up what you have to give as your service? What would it look like for you? And then from there, commit to them. Commit to showing up in this way every day in your business, even if you don't feel it at the start, just by embodying the person, the business owner, the entrepreneur, the service provider that you wish to be will mean you start experiencing that naturally without force or effort on your part. But you can start today and from there commit to it every day, knowing that this is what will attract your clients to you on a regular basis, no matter what happens with your website, your Instagram, your email list. No matter what, you will be attracting the right people into your work, the people that will respect you and respect your work and do the work and commit to the work just the way that you will for them. And that is what makes an amazing client experience. And it's what allows you to have the business of your dreams, where you're making the impact you wish to make. So that is the goal for today. I hope you understand. I hope you really, really understand how important this is and can clearly see now how this could be what separates those that have success with those that struggle. It could be this one thing. Now, there's also 4 more things that are really important that will also make a big impact in your client attraction abilities. And we still have all week to go over those. So I'll be back tomorrow with your next one. Until then, take care.